This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. This hour we'll be talking a little bit about the First Christian Church in Manhattan having its final day yesterday. And we'll also talk with the animal shelter here in Manhattan. But we're going to start things off here this first half of the show talking with Dr. Bob Larson, professor of beef cattle medicine at the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine.
Good morning.
Here. Thank you. It is breeding season here, I guess, for cattle, and popular time of the year here for that. What in particular do we need to know here in the month of May?
You bet. It's kind of nice. We finally got through a long cold winter, and now we're ready to start the breeding season. And as for spring calving cows, we've got some young calves on those cows, but now it's time to get the breeding season going for next year's calf crop. A couple of main things we need to make sure that we're ready for is that the cows are in good condition. So, again, nothing like green growing grass to really provide all the nutrients that the cows need, but make sure that they are in good body condition, that they are ready to go into the breeding season, ready to, you know, not only take care of the calf that's on them right now, but to get pregnant for their next calf. So that's on the female side, the cow side, that's really important.
As far as knowing if the males are ready, how do you know?
Yeah. All right. So then obviously if we want calves, we're going to have the male involved as well. So making sure the bulls are ready to go. So there's a couple things that we really talk about. First of all is a breeding soundness exam. That's just a doctor checkup. Spend some time with the veterinarian. Make sure that bull is ready to go, that he's healthy, that he provides good fertile semen, and that he has one of the things that we've seen this year particularly is feet and legs are sound and ready to walk several miles a day in that pasture. Again, as I was alluding to, this has been a kind of a tough winter, lots of freezing and thawing, cold temperatures, and we've seen a number of bulls come through the vet school clinic with some foot problems, which is always typical this time of year, but maybe a little bit more this year than usual. So we've got to make sure that those bulls are sound on their feet and legs before the start of the breeding season.
And are we late on breeding season here, or does it typically happen
in May? Different people start their breeding season at different times. It's really typical for this part of the country to start calving usually about the 1st of March or so. And so for a calving season that starts the 1st of March, the breeding season will be starting in the second half of May. They have a 9-month pregnancy or so, similar to a human. And so if we want those calves to arrive in March, then the breeding season is going to start here pretty soon.
You mentioned health after a hard winter here. Is there anything else that you're noticing here this year with the calves, or with the bulls and the cows?
Yeah. One of the things that we did see is probably just, again, a little bit longer, harder winter that takes some of the body condition off. So a lot of times the cows were a little bit thinner than we typically see them. And so making sure that they are getting back into good body condition. They'll put weight on real well now that the grass is growing, greening up. But we haven't had very many weeks of good grass yet. And so they're just now starting to really put on some body condition. So that's probably the thing that we've seen a lot this winter. It was a long, cold winter, and forage supplies were kind of limited. So we've seen a few the cows a little bit thinner.
Is there anything you could do, like as a producer, from the producer standpoint here, with their feeds?
Yeah, as the cows are nursing, so they've got a calf beside them. That nursing requires a lot of calories and a lot of protein. So a lot of times we do have some supplemental, a grain or a protein supplement, something like that, leading up into really turning them out to pasture is important.
Okay. Again, breeding season underway here pretty much in the month of May. As far as for calves here, vaccinations are always important.
Yeah. And so the calves that are on the cows, these spring-born calves, are, anywhere from just recently born up to maybe 2 or even 3 months of age. And at that young age, there's a few vaccinations that we commonly give to calves. One is the blackleg vaccine. That's a disease that can affect young calves. And some producers, kind of depending on the way that they raise their cattle and what they're doing with them, may start a respiratory disease or pneumonia series of vaccines on these calves, even at this age. Definitely when they're a little bit older, but some herds start them at this young age, or 2 to 3 months of age.
And I guess why so early here?
Yeah, one of the things, we used to say that these young calves really didn't respond very well to vaccinations, not nearly as well as a calf that's, you know, 6 or 7 months of age. But some of the newer work that has come out has said that they probably don't respond quite as well as an older calf, but they still respond fairly well to those vaccines. So we do get some benefit starting to kind of build that immune system. One of the ways you can think about it, it's kind of like preparing the kids for kindergarten. As they get older, they actually respond a little better to those vaccines. But at that young age, you still get some benefit, and we're seeing probably a little bit of a move towards starting some of those vaccination protocols a little bit younger than we used to.
All right. Common diseases you see here?
Okay, that's the one other thing that we talk about this time of year, when you look out on the pastures, and again, the grass is really coming along the last couple of weeks, but that grass can be pretty low in magnesium. So magnesium is a mineral that, you know, it's common in this, it's in the soil, it's in the grass, but it doesn't move up into the grass leaves very well in this early part of the growing season. So even though the grass is abundant, it's pretty low in the mineral magnesium. And a cow that's getting a low amount of magnesium in her diet can have some nervous system problems. So she can have trouble standing and walking, and it can even cause death in severe cases. And so the way we deal with that is we add extra magnesium to their mineral package. And that's something that we need to do kind of leading up to this time of year, all the way through this early grazing period. And then as you get later in the summer, the magnesium in the plant kind of catches up, and it's not as important later. But right now, that's an important thing to include in their mineral mix, is the magnesium.
Can vaccinations help with that?
Yeah, we really, you know, we've tried a lot of other ways of attacking this magnesium deficiency, and really providing it in the feed or the mineral supplement seems to be the best way to deal with it.
Okay. And that's called grass tetany?
Grass tetany. And tetany is just kind of a medical term for nervous system problems. So you might see some twitching of their legs. You might see some inability to really, you know, use their muscles correctly. And so that a lot of times if they're severely affected, they'll lay down and they can't rise. They may even be on their side kind of paddling, those kinds of things. So we call it a nervous system disease because their nervous system just isn't functioning correctly.
Gotcha. Well, as far as other things here for breeding season, what do you recommend here for producers to make sure that, you know, if their cows do get pregnant, how you keep them safe and stuff like that?
You know, some of the good basic animal husbandry things that we've talked about for many years are really important. Just making sure that those cows are healthy. So it starts with nutrition. It starts with parasite control. So control for both the internal parasites as well as flies and ticks and things like that. So basically, and that also involves, you know, checking in on those cows fairly frequently, both for the cow and the bull, to make sure that they maintain their health. Just like anybody else or any other animal, they could start the breeding season in great health and in great shape. But a lot can change in a couple of weeks. So to keep an eye on those cows and bulls to make sure that they're in good shape, that they're sound and able to walk well, that they appear healthy, and that they're doing great. And the good thing is, I mean, cows are designed really well to thrive here on the Kansas Flint Hills. And so if we can just kind of keep an eye on them and make sure that no problems arise, we expect them to do pretty well.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dr. Bob Larson, professor of beef cattle medicine here at K-State College of Veterinary Medicine here. You've talked about vaccines here. Is there any other maybe new vaccines that are coming out here that you guys are utilizing?
Well, one of the things, and we actually have a meeting coming up next week at the College of Veterinary Medicine, that's talking about the disease anaplasmosis. And this is not a new disease. It's been around a very long time, and it has been a disease that's difficult to deal with. Currently, there's really not a commercially available vaccine. There's an experimental vaccine that some producers use. But there's some work done being done right now at K-State. We've got some researchers that are trying to develop kind of a more modern, effective vaccine for this disease, anaplasmosis. Right now, we're not there yet, but there's some good work being done at K-State.
Okay. Let's take a quick timeout. We're going to continue our conversation here in just a moment. We're talking to Dr. Bob Larson, professor of beef cattle medicine at K-State VetMed. We'll continue after this, News Radio KMAN.